Welcome to the show, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Real Estate Show. You're here with Ray Smith and
Sandra Johnson.
Yeah, we're the Johnson Smith team, and we have Don Geisler, who is our DB and owner of Indy Realty. He's on the phone. Can you hear us, Don?
I can hear you guys loud and clear. How are you today?
Great, great. Later on the show, we'll be discussing mortgages and loan options with John Spurr, who is the CEO and founder of Inspired Life Mortgage, which is a subsidiary of Inspired Life Group. Let's dive right into the NAR settlement update. Don, would you like to chime in?
Certainly. So as everybody probably has a little bit of background here and knowledge, that the way that brokers are being compensated is changing. The deadline for Southern Arizona, our MLS, is August 17th. However, on August 5th, which is right around the corner, all co-op fee references and references to cooperating compensation are going to be deleted from the MLS. So that is going to happen on August 5th. And the new system, the new systems and processes will be in place. And we, as a company, Indy Realty, we are ready to go. So there's going to be good transparent changes out there. But August 5th here in our local market.
Yeah, with that being said, Don, there's some things that you're trying to get out in front of this. And can you tell a bit about from what you plan on doing to help this process move quickly or smoothly?
Yeah, I appreciate that. We've been working very hard on this. I started to get some promotion out there today. So it is still, as we've kind of iterated before, it's still perfectly legal for sellers to offer compensation to buyers brokers through their broker or otherwise. It's still perfectly legal for brokerages to publicize that, but it's not going to be legal for it to happen through the MLS. It will no longer happen through the MLS. So in a nutshell, it's going to be incumbent upon a buyer's agent to contact the listing brokerage, the listing agent, find out if compensation is being offered on a particular property from a particular seller, because it is the seller's choice, find out how much, and then they need to obtain a written document, which we call a CAB, compensation agreement between brokers, and have that executed and delivered either prior to or along with any offer that they are submitting. So, you know, sitting here trying to play forward, you know, the obstacles that agents in the field are going to have and trying in the best interest of serving our customers, we've come up with a system for our listings where we have added a page to our website. Our website is www.indy-realty.com. We have added a page on there entitled Broker Cooperation. So when you go to indy-realty.com and you click that on the nav bar, the broker cooperation, it takes you to a page, and we literally have a listing on there of every one of our active listings, the agent's contact information, the any compensation being offered to a buyer's broker, and for each property, we have created a hot link directly to a CAB form that's pre-signed by me, the designated broker. So instead of having to coordinate with the listing agent, you know, have a conversation, get documents sent back and forth, if a buyer's agent is ready to get an offer written and submitted, all they have to do is go on our website, go to that page, click that property, and download the appropriate CAB form, and they will be assured of being compensated if the seller has agreed to compensation.
Great. Thanks for all that information. Don, I wanted to make sure that a lot of the listeners who are buyers and sellers understand one thing, that if you look at the whole process that we are dealing with when you're talking about a real estate transaction, there's only one thing that changed, and that's just the process of making sure that the buyer and the seller are well aware of how the buyer agent is going to be compensated. After that, everything else is pretty much the same as the process is going. Wouldn't you say, Don?
I would say that it is the same yet different. I mean, to most buyers and sellers, it's going to be fairly transparent. Right. We do want to reiterate that we're increasing the transparency and we're increasing awareness of the message that sellers choose whether or not they want to offer compensation to a buyer's broker to further enhance the buyer's pool, the buyer pool out there to get their property sold, and sellers choose what that amount is. And that has always been the case, but the new rules going forward are going to ensure that we have better understanding of that, better transparency of that, and super clarity.
And there are still some question on the settlement with NAR and the Department of Justice, but from everything we're hearing, this is going to occur regardless of what happens going forward, that our local MLS is committed to making these changes. Is that what you're hearing out there as well, Don?
It is. The change is going to occur. I do believe that the settlement will come to pass and will be approved. There are facets of it that the Department of Justice does not approve of, but what we do know is the process is going to change. We are taking the co-op fee information out of the MLS regardless of what happens. So theoretically, the new systems that we put in place and the way that we're functioning, there could be further tweaks and adjustments to it down the road. But the system as we know it is absolutely going to change. I mean, I'm not betting my life on August 5th, but the new information that we got today is August 5th. That's when those fields are coming out of the MLS. And that is not going to change. And I don't foresee that changing, no matter, even if the terms of the settlement are altered, you know, in one way or another.
Yeah, Don, obtaining a loan, still having your due diligence for 10 or however many days you think is necessary, acquiring your earnest money for your down payment, help you with your down payment and your close of escrow, and also your title docs. Those things, which are also part of the transaction, are not going to change. So like you said, a lot of stuff is going to be done in the background or way up front in the beginning of the process.
Yeah, and it's always been the case that the buyer was responsible for compensating their agent. But that the agent is able to accept that compensation from another source, which, you know, the source that we've been talking about was the co-op fee from the listing broker. But it's always been the case that the buyer is responsible for it. And that's not changing. You know, we're just adding more clarity to the process. And again, I think there'll be lots of transparency and buyers who have bought homes before, I don't think they have to be afraid. They don't have to be worried. We're going to guide them through this process. And we at Indy Realty are very proud of the fact that, you know, we have got a process in place to help facilitate making the transition easier for everybody.
And I well said. Give us your phone number real quick before we head to break.
All right. I'm at 520-869-2376. Again, I'm Don Geisler, designated broker and CEO of Indy Realty.
Yeah, we'll be back on the other side with John Spurr, who is the owner of Inspired Life Mortgage. We'd like to thank you for listening to the I Am Real Estate Show. We're here with Don Geisler, who had just left off the radio show. He was here. He's off the wrong phone right now. We're here with John Spurr, who is the CEO and founder of Inspired Life Mortgage. How you doing today, Don?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
I said Don instead of John.
That's all right.
You did. We all heard it. We were going to pretend, weren't we?
I'm fully ready to have you make that mistake the entire show.
Yes, Don's on my head.
And don't worry, I'll give out my own phone number and we'll be good.
John, well, it's good to have you here.
Yeah, we haven't seen you in a while, so it's good to have you. What's going on in the mortgage world right now?
It's just total chaos. No, just kidding.
Don't scare them people like that.
Yeah,
man.
Don't start us on that path, please.
You know, it's been even steady. There's not been much of an uptick or downtick in rates. It kind of had a nice level off period, and flow of business is normal for this time of year.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty hard to get people to go look at houses in a hot car when it's 115 degrees out.
When all the power poles in town are down on the ground.
Yeah, power poles are down, or, you know, you can...
Roofs are blown off of buildings.
You can get a hotel room in San Diego for $79. I mean, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. No, we feel it. It's true. You know, a lot of people think that summer is when most people that have children are moving, and so that we'll have this uptick in summer. Well, that's not if you live in Arizona.
Oh, no. I mean, October, November are busier months for me, February, March, but, you know, July and August, I plan vacations.
Everyone plans vacations. That's why we work. We like to work because we know nobody else is out there.
Yeah, so. Right, exactly.
Well, talking about some things, you got some good products going out there, you know, to help the consumer. One of them was about the, we call it a Reno loan. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I've signed some more contracts with banks. As you guys know, I'm constantly looking for better products, things mm-hmm. that are more useful for our market. And I've signed a few more contracts with new banks in town that allow me to do renovation loans.
Okay.
And this is for a purchase or a refinance. So if you own a home already and you're just not happy with your kitchen or the flooring or whatever the case may be.
Your air conditioner went out over the summer.
Yeah, air conditioner went out, or you found out you had a roof leak with the last monsoon or whatever the case may be. We can definitely do a renovation loan. What's really cool is I now have renovation HELOCs. So if you have a great low rate on your first mortgage, we can do a second mortgage that is a reno second mortgage.
Okay.
And,
okay.
But the big thing is a purchase renovation loan. I have two going right now. I have one, this couple fell in love with the house and they get the inspections done and the foundation is major issue, $17,000 worth of issues. Seller's not willing to do anything with it. They say they've priced all the issues into the house and they really want to buy it. So we flipped it to a renovation loan. We've got a foundation company going out there and we're wrapping the $17,000 repair into the loan, and they're still going to get this house that they really love. Where
great.
In other circumstances, if that wasn't an option, this contract would have fallen apart and seller wouldn't be selling and the buyers wouldn't be buying a house that they really like.
I'm just going to say, if you're dealing with a repair like the roof and it wasn't your choice, it's a good time to think about your water heater, your cabinets, whatever, and do it all at once.
Absolutely. I when I talk to people, refinance or purchase, and they're going to do some repairs to the property, I said, if we're going to do this, let's get all the mechanical done. Okay. If we have the opportunity to get the extra money, replace the AC, replace the heater, replace the water heater, take care of all the major stuff.
Right.
You know, at a later date, you can paint. At a later date, you can do cabinets, but mm-hmm. make the home mechanically sound.
Right. We actually had a client once, and he told me that the entire house had been updated. He didn't tell me he started in 1980, and he just finished like 20 years later. It broke my heart, you know, because in his mind, he'd paid for all of it. He just didn't do it in this decade. So
it was updated in the 70s. So it's brand new shag carpet he paid for 50 years ago.
No, actually the carpet was just replaced and it was white. Talk to your agent before you make those changes, please.
Yes.
Talk to us. Talk to John. John can tell you don't put white carpet in a 4-bedroom house that's probably going to have a lot of traffic.
I mean, just in general, I can't tell you the number of fix and flips I've done. You just don't do white carpet.
Yeah. Yeah. So call any of us. Call Bob Morgan. He can tell you too. He's a flooring expert. He'll tell you. Don't put in white carpet. If you love it and it's for you, put in the white carpet. Do it if it's for you. If you're going to sell the house, call one of us. We'd love to talk to you about some other options that
we'd love to talk you out of it.
Yeah. And you know what? We'll just send all our grandkids over there for a half hour and you'll realize why you shouldn't put white carpet in.
Well, you talked a little bit about renovation loan, also about a HELOC. What about the reverse mortgage? Anything about going on in that? Any new going into that realm?
Yeah, I used to not be a giant fan of reverse mortgages, but
yeah.
The situation we're in with the inflation that's going on and retirees that are living on a fixed income that hasn't gone up and a good chunk of their wealth is in their house.
Yes.
You know, reverse mortgages are mm-hmm. more appealing for the right person. I recently closed one for a gentleman that, you know, his monthly outgo was $1,500 a month and his fixed income from SSI and other retirement sources was $2,200. I mean, the guy's trying to figure out how to feed himself and wow. pay his utility bills on $600 a month. And, you know, when I met him, he was telling me that towards the last 3 or 4 days of the month, he'd have about $10 in his account and no money in the fridge or no food in the fridge.
That's terrible. Yeah.
So we did a reverse mortgage. We paid off his current mortgage, which got rid of $800 a month. And we did it where he gets a monthly distribution. So he's getting $250 a month sent to him off of the reverse mortgage. So, I mean, it was essentially a $1,700 a month swing for him. And
wow.
Now he's making plans to travel. He went from, I don't know how I'm going to feed myself, to, hey, I might go on a trip in 3 months.
That's awesome. I actually would do a reverse mortgage. I should say I would look into it because I haven't looked at all the terms, but I see the value of being able to enjoy the assets that you have and not dying with a pile of money. My kids may not want to hear that, but you know, you work hard to have that asset. And I just think that in the years, your later years in life, enjoy your life.
I had a conversation with a family, the kids, and they were very upset that their father's going to be doing a reverse mortgage. And I said, why are you upset about this? Well, we're not going to get the money from the house. I said, okay, but right now he can't feed himself. He's right. Getting ready to not be able to make his car payment. Do you want the money in the house that bad, or would you like your father to be able to enjoy the last few years that he has?
Or do you want to pay for it?
Or right. Do you want to pay for it? And you know, and I'm not afraid to have that tough conversation with the family, because the reality of it is, you know, I dealt with my dad and his situation, and we ended up putting him in one of my rental properties for free because he didn't plan for retirement, and we had to do things to take care of him. And I don't mind sitting down and having those conversations and explaining the reality of the situation and how a reverse mortgage is going to put them in a better position. It's not for everybody, but for somebody that's struggling in retirement and you own a home free and clear, you don't need to.
If you're choosing between food and medication.
Exactly, Sandra.
Having your electricity on, I think it's a fair conversation to have. I really do. We had a client that was putting her groceries on a credit card. And it's no way to live. It really is tough. So I think that reverse mortgages in today's environment are worth looking at.
And remember, you can purchase a home with a reverse mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you're in retirement age and you need to still buy a home or you want to downsize, you can buy a home with a reverse mortgage and not have a payment on it for as long as you live in it. There's some cool things about it. It just needs to be used correctly.
Don, you know, I was just thinking, I have an issue. I wanted to reverse mortgage. How do I get a hold of John?
520-247-3610, or you can go to our website, inspiredlifemortgage.com.
You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show on 1030 AM, The Voice. We'll be back with more of this show. Thank you for staying tuned with us. We're here with more of Don. I won't say Don so much, but John Spur of Inspired Life Mortgage. He is the owner and CEO of the company. Thanks for staying with the show. We're here with John Spur, who is the CEO and founder of Inspired Life Mortgage, which is a subsidiary of Inspired Life Group.
We were just talking about reverse mortgages, and I wanted to ask you who qualifies for a reverse purchase or a reverse mortgage?
So you have to be of retirement age, and you know the government likes to move that number, and they have different definitions, but currently, 65 or older.
Is that one person on the loan both people?
One person on a loan. There are some exceptions to that rule, but in general, they're going to need to be 65 years old.
Whoa. And I know, silence.
Where are we going to go with this?
Silence.
Well, I was telling John earlier that I was on his website, and it's a great website to go to. And when you go a chance to go on there, there's like different options you have for loans. And I only saw five, and I can tell you the ones I saw. I saw conventional, VA, I saw USDA, FHA, a cash out, and then manufactured loan. Can you tell me a little about what the cash out loan is about?
So cash out is just that. It's FHA, VA, conventional, USDA, any of them, you can do a cash out refinance where you can take equity out of your home, use it for whatever you want to do, remodel, take a trip, pay bills, pay student loans, pay your kids' college tuition, but it's the opportunity to access the equity in your home and take cash out.
For people who are looking into the manufactured world, why is this manufactured loan better than the U.S. FHA and VA loans?
So I put manufactured home in its own category.
Okay.
You can do conventional FHA, USDA, or VA. But the reason I put manufactured homes in its own category is we're one of the few lenders in town that have a new construction manufactured home product, meaning if you identify the land, identify the manufactured home you want, the setup company, the people bringing the utilities in, your well company, so on and so forth, we can wrap all of that into one construction loan to get the transaction done, as opposed to trying to come up with the cash to buy the land and then find the home. So we're one of a few lenders around that are able to do a construction loan and wrap everything in one. And so that's why I put manufactured in its own category, because we talk about that process.
Are they able to wrap in the services, the septic if it's needed, and
all of it,
all of that.
If the utilities are on the manufactured home contract or they're on the land contract, I don't care which one they're on, but if those services are on one or the other, it can get wrapped in.
With that being said, now I just mentioned five. You said you had multiple ones. Any other ones you want to mention, or did you already do that earlier?
I don't know. So we, you know, home equity line of credits, closed end seconds. We have what's called non-QM. So those are, it's a new word for the old subprime, if you want to call it that,
okay,
for people, for self-employed that don't qualify with their tax returns. We can use bank statements or P&Ls. Under non-QM is what's called a DSCR loan, a debt service coverage ratio loan. So if you're buying an investment property, you don't have to provide any income documentation at all, as long as the rents will cover the cost of the home. So I have plenty of products. It's just from a website standpoint, you can just overwhelm someone. So I chose to put the most common ones on there, but we pretty much have every loan product there is.
Yeah, I think by going through the website myself, it did make me want to go and click on some things and find a little bit more about the cash out and the also about the manufacturer. But I knew you was coming on the show today, so I had a chance to ask those questions. But I would have took the time to go and look it up because it was really informative. Also on your website, there's a lot of different things to talk about, a lot of questions you have on there that can help a potential buyer. We're talking about, you know, why you need a SPUD, to what's the difference between being a responsible person when you get a loan. I thought that your website is very informative, and I did a great job of taking care of that kind of things.
We spent a lot of time on making it informational and not salesy. There's not these buttons, click here to qualify now, and flashing arrows.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't feel like you're in the Beetlejuice movie, right?
Right.
The whole concept was to make it educational. It has a lot of links to our YouTube channel. I have over 100 videos on the YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. They're 100% educational and explaining just the different processes that go into purchasing a home and, you know, what the different products are.
Well, I'm always surprised at how many people are afraid of that first step because there's so much that they don't know about the process. So they put it off, and they probably would qualify if they just took the time to call you and have a conversation with you. And if they don't qualify, you can tell them what to do so that they'll be in a position to qualify for that loan.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really simple 15-20 minute phone mm-hmm. call. I met with a couple. They decided to come in and want to meet in person, and we spent an hour together. But for the last 3 years, they have not even thought about looking at buying a home because they both know they have credit issues and they're embarrassed about it. And for me, it's a non-judgmental zone. I had credit issues in the past. I fixed them. I know how to help people fix them. It's figuring out where you're at and then giving you the answers that you need so you can get to where you need to be. And I created a roadmap for them, and we're 2 weeks since I met with them. They've already accomplished about half of what I asked them to do.
That's awesome.
And they're probably 6 months away from being able to get into a house. But they finally decided to take that step. It's a simple conversation to start to get an idea where you're at.
And I love when you say that, and we talked about this before. I think we talked offline, how important it is just to take that first step, is to give that call. And to not be afraid, even if you are afraid, just find out who you are and what you have to offer and see what you have to say. And you will be knowledgeable when you get off the phone with you on whether you have the credit, and if not, how you can fix it and what are your steps you can take to move forward.
And that's my whole company was based on educating and helping people. That was the whole reason that I decided to go out on my own. I started working for, you know, Fortune 500 massive mortgage companies that all you had to do was sell. You weren't there to try to help somebody. I was talking to my daughter. Her 21st birthday was over the weekend, and she was talking about how she was afraid to ask about this or that or something. I said, you know, when you were a little kid and you wanted ice cream, you wouldn't shut up until you got the ice cream. I go, all of a sudden we turn adults and we're afraid to ask a question because if we hear no, we're going to run, you know, around the corner with our tail between our legs.
Right.
And you know, I just be a relentless child, you know, just make the phone call, ask the questions. And if a lender tells you no, call me. I don't normally say no. I normally figure out a way to get you a loan.
Yeah, I think that's the one thing people have to realize. First, let's tell them how to get a hold of you before we go to break.
520-247-3610 or catch us at the website, inspiredlifemortgage.com.
Yeah, what I was ready to say is that no is not an answer that you will use. We talked about it before. You're thinking, not now. But you'd be yes or not now. And if you want to, here's the process you have to take. I don't think you use no that much unless the person's just I don't have an answer for.
Ray, do you like being told no?
I do not.
Okay. That's simple. I don't like being told no. Nobody likes being told no. There are reasons to be told no, but you can do it in a fashion of, this is why we can't do it right now. This is what we have to fix. You're 6 months out. You're a year out. You know what? You're 3 years out. I talked about that one customer before. 3 years. 3 years we worked on fixing her credit to get her a house.
And you got it done.
And we got it done.
You listen to the Iron Real Estate Show with Ray Smith, Sandra Johnson. And on the show today, we have John Spurr, who is the CEO and founder of Inspired Life. Come on back for our last segment. Welcome back to the last segment of the Iron Real Estate Show. You're here with Ray Smith and Sandra Johnson. We are realtors with Indy Realty. Looking to buy or sell your home? If you have any questions concerning real estate, call the Johnson Smith team at 520-850-1725. It's my beautiful wife. 520-904-7711 is Ugly Ray. And 520-373-6864 is Danielle Johnson. And on our show today, we have John Spurr. I said John this time. Who is the CEO and founder of Inspired Life Mortgage.
Okay, true or false? Interest rates, predicting interest rates are a lot like trying to predict the monsoon season.
Yeah, absolutely. I tell you, if I could predict mortgage rates, I wouldn't be here. I'd be on my own private island.
Yeah. So. Now, we know it's coming, and we know it's going to be eventful, but we just don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I was at your office earlier this week for a meeting, and I mean, in a 1.5 day period, we had 27 rate changes.
Wow.
Within an 1/8% range. That's the ridiculousness of it right now.
That is bad.
Yeah.
What are you advising clients as far as locking in when you're in such a volatile?
The same thing I've said for 32 years. You know, when you lock in a rate, you like putting a quarter in a slot machine. You're going to win or you're going to lose. If you are happy with a mortgage payment, you're happy with a rate, lock it in and don't look at it again.
Okay.
In a 30-day period, it's very rare for a rate to move more than 0.25%. And so I would rather lock in a payment that you're comfortable with than gamble to try to save you $50 and it goes the other way and it's a $100 swing.
Right. So
I've always told people the same thing. Locking in your rate, it's like putting a quarter in a slot machine. You may win, you may lose. And that's what we do.
As far as the rates, there's a lot of things that kind of influence where we're going. So what type of things are you looking at, you know, when you're looking to the future for, say, the rest of this year?
Unlike the Fed and unlike the news media, I like to look at every piece of economic data that comes out instead of the two that they like to favor or three. Right now, if you're paying attention to rates, if you're paying attention to the Fed, everybody seems to think that the Fed Reserve is going to do a 0.5-point cut between now and the end of the year. I don't see anything in the data at this moment that suggests there's a reason for them to cut 0.5%. Unfortunately, mortgages and mortgage rates are a commodity or a future. And so the interest rates we have today are based on what they believe is going to happen to rates in the future, which means this 0.5% that everybody thinks is going to happen is already baked into rates today. We're already taking advantage of what the Fed's going to do in the future. If the Fed doesn't do a quarter cut in September, there's no way they're doing a quarter cut in July. With the information that came out today or Thursday, there's no way. If they don't do a quarter cut in September, we have a better chance of seeing mortgage rates go up than down. I believe they're going to do a quarter between now and December. If they do anything less than 0.5 between now and December, we have a better chance of seeing mortgage rates go up instead of down. Your credit card rates will come down. Auto loans will come down. All of these other things that aren't futures that wait for the reality of what the Fed does, you'll see all that come down. But because mortgages always looks to the future, we're always trying to guess what the Fed's going to do. And if they don't do that, when they cut only a quarter, we'll see rates maybe go up a quarter. Right. And I know that doesn't make sense.
It makes no sense to your average consumer.
No. And the other thing is the Fed doesn't control mortgage rates. The biggest thing affecting mortgage rates is liquidity. There's not enough money out there for everybody that wants to invest in 30-year bonds. And we're not talking, so mortgage-backed securities are a bond, then you have U.S. bonds, then you have corporate bonds, you have city bonds, and they're all typically 30-year investments. And there's more people out there offering these 30-year bonds than there are people wanting to invest their money into it.
Okay.
If we had more money coming in to play, we'd have lower rates regardless of what the Fed does. The liquidity is more of an issue than necessarily the Fed fund rate.
Oh. I would like to tell you that that makes perfect sense. But we also have an election year. And that is another, it's like the hurricane sitting off the ocean, right?
It's very rare for the Fed to do any policy moves in any month that ends in ember during an election year. So September, October, November, December, it's very unlikely for them to do it. It's not normal. And it's predominantly because they don't want to get accused for swaying the election one way or the other.
Okay.
The other part of it is waiting and seeing what the new president does for policy after they're sworn in January. Because their new policies that they're implementing could sway the markets, and then maybe the Fed doesn't need to make an adjustment. So there's a lot of things that come into play. I do believe they're going to do something this year because they're under a lot of pressure, but I think it's going to be after the election, not before. And I don't think it's going to be the half point that everybody thinks it's going to be.
But it could be. That's the funny thing, is that it could be. And so, you know, if you're waiting to buy, let's talk to that person who's waiting to buy. They're like, maybe they're going to do the 0.5%. Maybe it's 0.25%. Is it worth the wait?
No. You will never hear me tell somebody it's worth waiting to try to time the market for either the price of a house or an interest rate, because you wait a month, 2 months. Then it's kids' graduation.
How much is the house payment?
Then you go on vacation, and then you come back and you get the kids into school, and now it's the holidays, and all of a sudden you waited 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's more people in the market buying houses, homes have appreciated, rates went up instead of going down. If you can afford the payment, you have the down payment, you have the credit.
And you need a house,
buy the house. We say it all the time. You marry the house and you date the rate. Why do you date the rate? When they come down, we refinance you into a better rate and a better payment.
I think the thing, and I like what you always say before, is that it's all about what your mortgage payment is going to be. Base it on that and not on your rate. And then, like you said, it can be changed coming down the pipe.
We have tons of slogans. I mean, number one, we're going to budget, right? I always work with everybody. What is a budget? What can you afford for a mortgage payment? Then we work backwards into a house. You know, but another one of my favorite is when you rent, your rate is 100%. All right? So the six and three quarters I can give you right now is a lot cheaper than 100%.
Right, right.
You know, another one to think about is when you rent, you're taking $2,000 a month and you're putting it in a barrel and setting it on fire.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
I am not going to take $2,000 and put it in a barrel and set it on fire. I'm just not going
to
do it.
But it used to be $2,000. Now it's $2,200, $2,300.
Oh, yeah. No, rents keep going up. And that's the other part. We talk about it all the time. Once you buy a house, you fix your housing cost. You don't have a landlord that can raise your rates. You don't have a landlord that can kick you out of the house because they want to sell it. You secure your monthly payment and you secure where you're going to live. So, I mean, there's so many other benefits to buying a home outside of what is my payment going to be? Our rates going to go down? But we get fixated on that interest rate, and we're at this point where we know rates are going to start coming down, mm-hmm. but we don't know when. And I still think people are going to make some mistakes and miss out on some good opportunities.
I think so, too. I think right now with the temperatures being so hot, you know, all of the distraction that comes with some of the monsoon activity,
mm-hmm.
it's a great time to be out looking because there are less people out looking for houses. And so you do have a little bit better inventory selection. And I know we're available to show houses. But yeah, I was talking to a client this morning and said, buyers are kind of all hunkering down inside where it's air conditioned. Let's get out there and find you a house while it's nice and hot and we don't have as much competition.
Well, and I've been seeing more price reductions, and I think that's from the people that need to sell, and mm-hmm. the activity there aren't as many buyers out there looking at houses right now.
Right.
But the other point, and we talk about it all the time, is we're not sure how much of a rate drop it's going to take. I think about 1%, maybe 1.5%. But when that happens,
the frenzy.
It's going to be a frenzy because there's not enough houses out there, and you're going to start having 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 offers on properties, and it's going to be more difficult to get a house. You're probably going to have to offer over asking price. And so, you know, there's pros and cons to all of it. If I was in the position to need to buy a house, and this is not because I'm in the industry, I would buy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Inconvenience is one thing that people don't realize. You might be a little inconvenienced now, but it'll be a heck of a payoff later on by being inconvenienced and going out there and turning your AC off in the car and going to see the house and then getting back in the car. It's a little hot. You got to put the AC back on to cool you off. So it's a little tough right now. But if you just sit there and go with the inconvenience, you may get a good choice and get a good home at this at a good rate.
Absolutely. Speaking of homes at good rates, I've already talked to John about a listing that we have. It's a 4-bedroom, 3-bath, 2,286 square feet out in Tucson Estates number 2. The seller has range priced the house between $600,000 and $630,000. It does have a guest bedroom with an ensuite and exterior door. So if you do have a living situation where maybe somebody wants a little additional privacy, or maybe they're a part-time guest in your home and want a little more independence, it's a great location for that. The views are amazing. It was built in 2024, and the seller at the top end of the range would entertain any offers with a rate buy down. And so we took a look at that earlier this week to see what those numbers might look like. Give John a call. Give us a call. We'd be happy to show the property. It is listed at 2270 South Diamond D Drive out in Tucson Estates number 2.
Did you say the price?
Yes, it's range price between $600,000 and $630,000.
Yeah, we're here with John Spurr, who is the CEO and founder of Inspired Life Mortgage. John, how we get a hold of you, buddy?
520-247-3610, or you can get us at the website at inspiredlifemortgage.com.
And we would like to thank our sponsors right now. John, you are one of our sponsors. You are not, we don't use you because you're a sponsor. We let you sponsor the show because we love you.
And
we
thank you.
Are confident when we give your name to our clients that they're going to get great service.
Agreed.
We also want to thank Rego Pest, who as well does our pest service and weed control. Indy Realty, Pioneer Title Agency, they've been very good to our clients, and Pillar to Post Inspections. So if you use one of the vendors, please let them know that you heard about them on the I Am Real Estate show.